I'll get to that in a minute. Ephesians chapter 6. It has never ceased to fail me or amaze me.
Yeah.
When I'm preaching with something, I experience more of it.
Amen.
Man.
That's why I don't preach on Job. She don't want to have three more kids and be a real problem. I may get in trouble for that.
Just remember your name is not Abraham and she's not Sarah. That was good, sister.
All right, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's bow. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity we have to come in the middle of the week. To be renewed in our minds, yeah. To be refilled. And Lord, we ask that you would help us now to take this into our hearts, receive it, use it, Lord, not just be hearers, but be doers.
Amen.
And we thank you, and these things we pray in Christ's name, amen. Now, we've been talking about spiritual battles, spiritual warfare,
yeah.
For what? One, two,
three.
Two, 3 weeks?
Three.
Something like that. All right, so we all fight them. And we all have a problem. We need to realize who our enemy is. That's an important thing for us, to realize who our enemy is. Now, the word against is used, it's 6 times in these 3 little verses. You can think about rowing a boat. Here you are, and you're in a boat, and you're rowing a boat, and everything's going cool. You got calmness, or maybe you're kind of going with the current. But you see, Satan wants to turn things around. We're trying to make progress in our Christian life, in our Christian walk. That's the whole idea of our life here on earth. Once we've trusted the Lord, once we have trusted Him as Lord and Savior, our idea is to strive to be Christ-like.
Amen.
And it's a constant battle, and it's kind of like you're rowing a boat, and you're cruising along, man, you're making good headway. But Satan is constantly using the world to change the current and to make it tough, really, on us to live the way that we should. It's a constant battle. There's always something comes up, always some sort of something that draws your attention, because he's good at what he does. You see, Satan war is against, is organized, and it's really strategic. The word principality, it refers to his head officers, and he's got a lot of them. The word wiles, that means his plans, his crafty deception, his cunning methods at what he does and how he uses it. So when we look at the word against, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So we're not wrestling really against people. It's against Satan.
Yeah.
And it against the wiles, his attack, how he attacks. Like I said, he's very crafty at what he does, and he's got some cunning methods at what he does.
Yes,
we fight against Satan's army. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting really against each other, but He does use people to carry out his plans.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Right now, we got to go here. It wouldn't be me. Right now, we're fighting against, as Amy put it a little while ago, stupidity.
Amen.
That's crazy.
The devil is brilliantly stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because he knows better. Mm-hmm. He knows he can't win.
Right.
But he's brilliant at what he does. Because his whole goal is to cause you problems.
Mm-hmm.
His whole goal is to cause you problems, is to cause your family problems, is to cause your friends problems. It's even to cause churches problems.
That's right.
He'll jump in on that quicker than anything else.
Yes, he will.
Now, we fight against Satan and his demons and those wiles that he carries out. And he carries the plans out. It may be, it's crafty plans. It may be your family that causes you more issues than anybody else. I've got some family members, bless their hearts, they cause me lots of issues.
Amen.
I've got some friends over the years that have caused, I don't have many friends now. All right, I'll leave that one alone. But he uses family. He'll use family quicker than he will anybody to issue you problems. Because we all love our families. And unfortunately, there's some of them that you cannot quit being their family. I have one like that. I don't care if she listens to it or not. I got a sister that is an idiot. She is. She ain't got walking around sense. But she's still my sister. I'm sorry. And so I look at her and I'm like, good grief, I just got to pray for her. Friends will cause you issues. Church members will cause you issues. But we have to remember that it's not flesh and blood.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's Satan.
Yeah.
He gets in, his little demons come in and they whisper in your ear and you think, well, you know, no, they are. And they do that. It kind of happens the same way it does with the Holy Spirit. I hear this voice speak to me sometimes. You don't want to do that. Trust me, that ain't Satan telling me I don't want to do that. Really. That's the Holy Spirit. But the other one that you hear, depending on our growth in the Lord and our maturity, is depending on how loud it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been times in my life when that little voice was really loud. I didn't have a problem. I didn't have to say, do what? You know, I knew exactly what it was saying to me because I was following the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way that works. You see, Satan wants, but you need to remember something. Satan wants to destroy your family, your job, your marriage, and he would love to shut down churches. Man, he promise you, anytime a church shuts down, he jumps up and down. They have a party. Now, why do you think, you know, think about this. Why do you think there's always a problem at church? If we ever have a service that there ain't a problem, something's wrong. Probably because we ain't doing the Lord's work. We're going to have problems as long as we have a church. Whether it be a regular service, a special service, something will go wrong when we're doing the Lord's services. Somebody will get offended, a computer problem. I said here the other night, listen, well, I've actually got it. It's on there, the little movie thing I wanted to play. And she reminded me, because she'd give me one, and then we had to change it, put another one on it. I was looking for the one with Stella holding, looking at the guitar. Because that was the picture that was on there. And I'm like, where's it at? Well, it was there the whole time. It was in writing, though, now. But there'll always be an issue that will cause a problem, because that's what the devil's job is. You see, he's there to cause, to break the spirit. He's there to cause us heart issues and feeling bad and things of that nature. That's his job. And it's not anything new. Never has been, never will be. It will always be the same thing. It's the same thing under the sun from the day he said Eve.
Amen.
Has it? God told you, you know, you need all these trees, right? It all boils down to selfishness, pride, and, well, it didn't go my way. He even uses children. Why do you think a kid cries at the invitation? Because I can promise you, Deanna, Lori, or Sandy, or Sister Brenda didn't go, it's just automatic. It happens. Because Satan's got to do that, you see. He uses children to get in the way of families.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's been battles. There's been wars over children and it's like, good grief. But that is how the devil works. We need to understand that he's not playing a game. We need to understand that we cannot overcome it without Christ.
Amen.
We've got to have. So how can we be a great warrior in this type of battle? Because that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing more. Listen. Spiritual battles, in my opinion, as gemology, you take it or leave it, have increased unreal over the past 20 years.
Amen.
And they've even gotten worse, and they're moving quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything is moving at a super fast pace anymore. When they come out with you can marry your whatever you want to call it, you can marry your spouse of whatever gender they are. When they come out with that, I'm like, well, they can do whatever they want to. I don't care. Just don't force it on me. But I told her, I said, some idiot is going to say, well, I want to marry my dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a week. And some dude out in California wanted to marry his horse. Listen, I've had a lot of horses because I used to raise them and train them. I ain't never had one I wanted for a wife. You know, they lick on me. I mean, they loved me, but it didn't make them my wife. They liked me. I don't blame them. I had food. But I didn't want to marry one. But always, it always goes a step further than what you figure it will.
Yeah, always goes further. Yep.
So I want to say, okay, I'm going to recognize myself as a rich man.
Okay.
But it ain't working.
But
these people want to do this, but what has it done now? It's went that extra step. Now we've got elementary school kids deciding that they want to be Furbies. And I relate to a Furby. So therefore, now you've got to put a litter box in the classroom. Lord help us.
Yes. Oh.
I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. Well, I can tell you. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I could. I mean, then they'd arrest me for being a pedophile. But but it's true. It's simple. But they've all taken it that extra. Because that's the way the devil works.
Amen.
Now, how can we be a great warrior in this battle? Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's the answer right there in the one verse. He tells us, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we do that? Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Now, it sounds real easy. And it is and it isn't. But if we'll walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, we'll do a whole lot better. You see, this is done, and honestly, how do we do that? How do we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh? Same way you got saved. It's through faith.
Yeah.
That's the exact way you do it. It's through faith that we walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. It's the same thing. In the Spirit, we have love one another.
Yes.
But and if we'll do that, listen, if we love one another, it's enough. Mm-hmm. But if we'll love one another, that means putting others above us.
All right, now.
Putting others before us.
Yes.
Putting others' feelings before us. Putting our feelings aside.
Same.
Now, that's why I said it's easy and it isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
I like myself. I looked in the mirror earlier today and I thought, man, I'm good looking. No. I do. If I didn't like myself, I wouldn't take care of myself. I mean, that's the truth. We're all to like ourselves. So with that said, we don't like not feeling good, do we? Man, I fell off a ladder out here, yesterday?
Yeah.
I ain't remembered a thing since. No. I got up this morning, I'm like, oh. And then I thought, oh yeah, I fell off a ladder. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like hurting like that. My back was hurting, and I was hoping it knocked something in the gear back there so that my legs would quit hurting. But that hadn't happened yet, so I didn't land right. But it's all about... We are all about ourselves. But you see, when we're in the Spirit, really and truly, the Bible tells us love one another.
Say it.
He tells us to put others above us. And He tells us to put our feelings aside and put their feelings in front of us.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes,
and He's, you see... There will be great rewards in heaven, and the spiritual battle will be won.
Yes.
You see, we already know the spiritual war is won.
Yeah.
We got that. Jesus has taken care of that.
Thank you,
that in the future, we read in the book of Revelation, the spiritual war has been won.
Right.
But it's all those little battles in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is win all of them we can.
Yes.
Now guess what? Don't beat yourself up. If you lost a battle, say, all right, I got to do better. But if we win the battles, there's going to be when we love one another, when we do the way we're in the Spirit, we've got great rewards in heaven waiting on us that is way beyond what the flesh can offer. Now in the flesh is look at me. Look what I've done. What is that? Selfishness? Pride? Eve had it. Oh, you'll be a god, Eve, if you'll eat that.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
She liked that idea.
Yeah.
You know why I used the female, don't you? It's still going on today. No offense, females, but it's still going on today. You put a female in that position, and it goes to their minds, and it causes great problems. It's caused our country problems because of females being where they ought not to be.
Amen.
You see, before World War II, a female home, she was at home. She raised her children. She helped work on the farm or whatever they had, and she done fine. She was where she was supposed to be. But Satan, who do you think started World War II? Hitler? No. Principalities, powers, spiritual warfare. That's what it was all about. It wasn't about how great Hitler was.
No.
Sure who do you think gave him all that?
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't Hitler who we were fighting. And do you understand we did not win World War II, so to speak, if you're looking at it on a spiritual level?
Yeah.
Never have been won. We still got the same issues. But guess what he did for America? By Satan getting World War II to do what it did, it took all the women out of the home and put them where?
At work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, factories, all of that.
And who got the children? The state.
The state.
The neighbor.
Yeah.
That's how it all took. Then you took the woman from the home, but what did it do for her? Oh, it boosted her. Now she's bringing home a big paycheck.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of women get mad over that, but I'll be honest with you, it's the truth. A woman's place was in the home. That's the way it was supposed to be. But when you took her out of her place, which is spiritual warfare, and they've made it impossible for one person of the home to work and make it. You can't possibly do it anymore. It takes two. And if you do it, you're just squeaking by. We squeak by, and then every now and then I'd have her go out and work, and then we'd squeak by for a while, and then I'd have her go out and work. That's what it took.
That's right.
But that's the way that Satan wanted it, because if you got the women out of the home, what else is out of the home? The mom. Mm. Guess what the mom did? She rocked the cradle.
Yeah.
And what is that saying? I think Glenn Campbell said,
the
hand that rocked the cradle rules the world.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Because it took them out of home. The state has taken so much more control of our children. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're teaching them good. Yeah, how many hours? Let's see. You get them about 4 hours in the evening before they go to bed. And then you got them on Saturday if you ain't out fishing or hunting or piddling around. And then you got them on Sunday while they're sitting in church. But Monday through Friday, pretty much they're ruled by TV, computers, and the state.
Yep.
And what's the state teaching?
Yeah.
The state teaches them that you parents are stupid.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the state teaches them. So that's what there's where it's all been. You see, when we're in the flesh, we look at me, look at what I've done, selfishness, pride, and guess what? That battle was lost. That spiritual battle was lost. You know, you might have got your way, might have got a little pat on the back. Attaboy, and your reward's on earth. But guess what that reward will be? Like wood, hay, and stubble. It'll all burn up when it comes to judgment seat of Christ. But you see, when we're in the Spirit, those rewards, they'll pull through. They'll follow us into eternity. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're striving for, is to be Christ-like.
Man.
And if we can't be Christ-like, what are we doing? We need to wake up. You see, 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." In other words, we need to humble ourselves, love one another.
Yes.
We need to humble ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
That the mighty hand of God will exalt you. Let Him exalt you. That's what it's supposed to be about. Casting all your care on Him, because, listen, He cares for you.
Amen.
He cares for every one of us.
Yes, He does.
And if we got a problem, cast it on Him. He'll take care of it. But, He says in verse 8, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Wow. He is looking for the opportunity. Let me look at it this way. Maybe devour is not the best word. To control you.
That's what it wants. Oh, yeah.
You see, that's what it's picturing.
Oh, yeah.
Is the devil is going to control you. He ain't going to come out here and eat you up. He's going to control you, though.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Whispers that in your little ear, and it tickles it, because you like that. You like to get tickling of the ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like that. Little nudge.
Yeah.
You see, people like, that's what he's doing. That's why he tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because the devil is out there to cause us issues.
Amen.
Which in turn, listen, if the devil causes me an issue, who else is it going to affect? You.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it does. You see, Romans 12:1-2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service."
Reasonable.
It's reasonable. It's not unreasonable for me to love one another. It's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
It really is. It's reasonable for me to put my feelings aside. It's reasonable for me to put others before me.
Yes.
It's a reasonable thing for me to do. It isn't that hard.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had somebody wanted to know if I want to go shooting today, and I said, sure, I'll go. Good grief. All the way slammed the other side of Vegas at $5.45 a gallon. And my truck loves gas. Especially the way I drive it. But you know what? That person needed that.
Yeah.
I went over there. We had a good time. I learned a lot about that individual. We had a good time over there shooting them up. I even cut my finger open. Got it hung in the mag.
Yeah.
Keep that finger out of the way. I think it's fat on the finger. It pinched me and I went, ooh. And he said, I didn't hear nothing. I'm like, no. I said, but I thought it. But you see, I don't know what it done for. I know what it did for me to take the time to go over there. And I think it excited him that I went with him.
Yeah.
And we had a good time shooting. And I'll probably go back. But he didn't say, well, we should have took Will. Fire Will. Run, Will! Yeah, fire at will. Run, lock and load, one round. Fire at will. Run, Will. You see, 12:2 tells us, it says, and be not conformed to this world. You see, if we, listen, it's not hard for us to be like the world. Why? We were raised in it. Schools taught it to us. Commercials teach it to you. You deserve a break today. Do I? You know, but that's what the TV pounded in there. Burger King. Have it your way at Burger King.
Yeah.
I like it at Wendy's. It's hot, juicy, old-fashioned. Have it your way at Burger King. That's what we want. We want it our way.
Yeah.
It ain't about us.
Say it.
It's
say
about
it,
Jesus.
Say it.
And Jesus said, love one another and put others before you.
All right, man.
That's what he told us to do.
That's what he said.
Is it always convenient?
No.
Is it always what you want to do? No. But see, he said, be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah.
So we got to take this and in the process renew our mind. Because our mind has been warped. Because, by the way, who raised you? Mom and Dad, were they perfect?
No.
No? My mom always told me, sign me a doctor. They got lots of money. Well, what about helping people? It don't matter, they got lots of money. You know, if that was the whole idea, is be a doctor because there's money involved. Be a lawyer, or a liar, because there's money involved. Listen, it ain't about money. I can't take it with me. Does money make it easier here on earth? It can. It can make it miserable.
That's right.
I've known some people that had lots of money. And they were some of the most miserable people I've ever met. And then I've known people that didn't have, I'll rephrase that, that didn't have anything. Yeah, you know where I was going. And they were happy as they could be. My uncle lived in a home. Now, I'm not lying to you. You can ask my dad. He worked for the county 40-something years. Drove a road grader. Never been out of the state of Mississippi but once. And that was to go and get his children that his crazy wife took and run off. And he went and got
them. Amen.
All the way to Miami. That's the only time he'd ever been out of the state of Mississippi and actually pretty much out of the county. He lived in a house, you could see the chickens pecking in the dirt outside without looking out a window. I used to stay with him in the summer and we took a bath in the creek because he didn't want us running what water he had in the little cistern out there.
Yeah.
And Listen, ate bologna, fried bologna, and grits every morning for breakfast. And we thought, man, we're eating hot and hot. You know? But it was, and we had a good time. He was happy.
Amen.
He was a happy man.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord blessed him in his later years. When he retired from the county, Caterpillar called him up. And I loved it because my dad told me where he was at. And I said, he's where? Caterpillar asked him, would he go to work? And they told him this astronomical amount they paid if he would go and demonstrate the way a road grader is supposed to be run. And his first place he went was England. I'm like, he ain't even never been on a plane. But hey, he did. He had a good time traveling all over. He went all over the world after that. Now I got to get back to where I'm at. Renew our minds. Because listen, what we need to do by renewing our mind is that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But here, now let me ask you a question. Now this is just a thought on my part. Who are we proving it to? Are we proving it to God? He already knows. I'm proving it to myself. I'm proving it to you. I'm proving it to the Lord. I mean, that's the way I got to see that. So if I love one another, if I put them before me, yes, and if I try my best on a, if I depend on the Lord, Philippians 4:13, I do all things through Christ's strength in me.
Yes.
Walk in the Spirit the same way that I got saved. I got to walk in the Spirit in faith because I can't do it on my own. If I do it on my own, I'm going to fall flat. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about doing it the way He wants us to do it.
Yeah.
And by doing that, I'm showing others what is that good and acceptable way of God, perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing? I'm showing others, which will in turn help them to be the same.
Yes.
That's our goal coming to church. We're to be examples. We're to provoke others to love and to do good works. That's what the key is.
Amen.
We need to be careful as a church because Satan can destroy it. The United States is going to be destroyed inside out.
Amen.
There ain't going to be no... We may be invaded one day. Whoop-de-doo. They're going to invade a horrible thing because it's going to be a lot of bullets flying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the USA is going to destroy itself from the inside.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The Roman Empire destroyed itself from the inside.
Same.
The church ain't going to be destroyed by false teachers out there. They're not going to come in here. If the church gets destroyed, it's destroyed from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a scary thought, but it's true. And it's because people aren't walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
Let's stand. Sister Diane.